Blog Talk Radio.
He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. Sometimes the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister Leandria here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me, hurt me.
Yeah!
Amen. 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 We bless the Lord on tonight. We thank God. Amen. For everybody out there that is tuned in, everybody out there on Blog Talk Radio, praise God. Everybody on the phone lines, we thank God for you on tonight. Hallelujah. We're going to go ahead and go to the throne of grace with prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you. Thank you, first of all, for allowing us to come together and congregate in your name on today, Lord. Lord, we just want to thank you for your full manifestation of your presence in our lives, Lord. Lord, we want to ask, Lord, that our minds be open, that our hearts be ready to receive the word of God on tonight. And Lord, we thank you in advance for everything that you are about to tell us, everything, all the revelation knowledge that you are about to drop into our hearts, our minds, and our souls. Lord, we thank you for it right now. Hallelujah. Lord, we just ask that you take control. You lead, and we will follow, Lord. Hallelujah. And we, Lord, we bind, we rebuke, and we cast away any work of the enemy, any work that's trying to prohibit us from receiving your word on tonight. And, Lord, we thank you in advance for everything you're about to say and do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Bless the name of the Lord on tonight. We thank God for everybody out there on tonight. Hallelujah. Welcome to We Got That Word. Hallelujah. And we have a word for you on tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And our word will be coming out of the book of John. Hallelujah. The book of John, chapter 9. Praise God. Hallelujah. The book of John, chapter 9. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to be beginning at the first verse. Now, the title, hallelujah, amen, I was born this way, but I don't have to stay this way. Glory to God on tonight. I was born this way. Hallelujah. But I don't have to stay this way. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to be beginning at verse 1. Praise God. It reads, as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let me stop right there. So Jesus passed by and saw a man who was blind from his birth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we always came into the fact, hallelujah, that he was blind. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. But the blindness, amen, to represent any infirmity, hallelujah, amen, that a human being incurs since birth. Hallelujah. Praise God. In other words, this man was born this way. Hallelujah. Praise God. We have to establish when he came out the womb, he was like this. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And those of us that don't know, when it comes to being blind, hallelujah, even when you're physically blind and you can't see, hallelujah, like Ray Charles, like Stevie Wonder, the people that can't see, glory to God, hallelujah, it's still a problem with the brain. Hallelujah. It's a problem with the brain that's preventing them from seeing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And another term for blind is being ignorant. In other words, lacking knowledge. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The Bible sometimes uses a word called dumb. Hallelujah. Amen. There was a boy who had a dumb spirit. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Lacking knowledge. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But the thing is, he was born this way. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's read a little further before I elaborate on him being born that way. And it says, and his disciples asked him, Master, who did sin that this man or his parents that he was born blind? Glory to God. Hallelujah. What did somebody do for this man to be in the condition that he is? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Who sinned, amen, that this man be born blind? Did he sin? Believe it or not, but in the Jewish tradition, they believe, amen, that a baby can sin in the womb. and that God can punish that baby for its sins and be born, hallelujah, in the condition that they're born in because of the sin that they committed before they were born. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So they're asking Jesus, who sins? Praise God. Hallelujah. Because anytime you were born with any kind of infirmity, any kind of defect, hallelujah, it was in Jewish tradition that somebody had to sin for this baby to come out like this. In other words, the reason this baby is the way it is, the reason you were born the way you were, was because of some kind of unrighteousness. It has to be. Praise God. Hallelujah. It has to be some kind of unrighteousness because God wouldn't do this. God would not allow a baby to be born blind. God would not allow babies to be born, hallelujah, premature. God would not allow, hallelujah, babies, amen, to be born without limbs. Amen. Praise God. Babies to be born retarded. God would not allow this. This is our way of thinking. So therefore, we rationalize it and say, somebody must have done something evil. Somebody must have done something unrighteous for this person to turn out this way. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But look what Jesus said. Jesus said, neither has this man sinned, nor his parents. Hallelujah. Amen. We gotta stop right there real quick. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, neither has this man sinned, nor his parents. So nobody did anything, nobody human did anything for this man to be born the way he was born. Praise God. We read this, and we've heard people preach it, we've heard people teach it, but we never realize the severity of what Jesus is saying. Jesus is saying something that we get up in the pulpit and we teach and we go to Bible studies and I hear preachers say stuff all the time that I always wondered about. And this scripture kind of answers my question, because when people say, I was born this way, we tell them, no, you wasn't. We tell them, God did not create you that way. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And it seems like it falls on deaf ears. Glory to God, because we're telling people, you wasn't born the way you was born. Glory to God, hallelujah. Because we, in our minds, we cannot fathom that God had some hand in this person being born the way they were born. Hallelujah, because God don't do stuff like that. Hallelujah, for what purpose would God have somebody be born blind? For what purpose would God have somebody be born gay? Well, what purpose would God have somebody be born promiscuous? Glory to God. Why would he allow this to happen? Glory to God. Hallelujah. But see, God, Jesus answers the question before we even ask the question. See, this is a subtle undertone in this scripture that nobody seems to pick up on, because nobody wants to say God allowed this baby to be born this way. Glory to God. When Lady Gaga came out with the song, I was born this way, we all said, no, you weren't born that way. That's a lie. The devil wants you to believe you are born that way. Praise God. Hallelujah. But the revelation of God tells me through this scripture that maybe our arguments, our rationalization of the word, the way we come at people to try to deter them from their unrighteousness, maybe our approach is wrong, because maybe we wrong. Glory to God, hallelujah. Because when we keep reading, it says, Jesus answered, neither has this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be manifested in him. Glory to God, hallelujah. We keep telling blind people that they not blind. Praise God, hallelujah. Or We tell them choosing to be blind. You have a choice. You don't have to be blind. You don't have to be gay. You don't have to be fast. Hallelujah. You don't have to be this way. Why? Because you wasn't born this way. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because God wouldn't do that. Praise God. And it makes me wonder, do we really know our God to say God what God would do and what God would not do? God allowed this man to be born blind. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And if we believe what the scriptures say, amen, Jeremiah 1, chapter 4 and 5, hallelujah, says the word of the Lord came to me, hallelujah, and it says, before you were in your mother's womb, before I shaped you in your mother's womb, I knew you and ordained you. So God shaped Jeremiah in the womb. And then we'll preach. We'll go back to that scripture. We'll preach. We'll tell everybody God made you in the womb. He knew you before you were born. He created you to be what you are today. And then as soon as somebody gay says, I was born gay, we say, nah. God wouldn't allow you to be born like that. God wouldn't do that. Why would God do that? Praise God. But Jesus answers the question, so the manifestation of God can be shown in him. Ain't nobody touch him. Glory to God. You know how old folks, somebody must have touched that baby when he was a child. That's how he turned out like that. Somebody touched him. But ain't nobody touch him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God allowed him. I ain't going to even say God made him like that because I know how sensitive y'all is. Praise God. Hallelujah. But God allowed him to be born that way. Hallelujah. So he can come out of what he did. Hallelujah. How are we going to say? We got to realize how hypocritical we sound as teachers of the word. How are we going to say God did not make you that way? You wasn't born that way. And then we turn right around and say you were born in sin and shaped in iniquity. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, if I was born in sin and I was shaped in iniquity, and that person saying, I'm a man like another man. Well, that's sin and that's iniquity. That's what they were born in. So how you telling them they wasn't born that way? You see, the reason why our arguments haven't been working, why the church hasn't been able to get over to the alphabet community, glory to God, hallelujah, is because we keep telling them what they know is to be a lie. We telling them they were not born that way. You weren't born feeling like a man trapped in a woman's body. You weren't born a woman feeling like a man trapped. You weren't born this way. How you going to tell somebody how they were born? Glory to God, as if you were God. But then we'll tell you, you were born in sin, you were shaped in iniquity. Why did they turn that gate? Somebody must have touched him. Somebody must have touched her. They must have saw something. Something had to happen because God wouldn't allow this. But God, Jesus is saying God allowed this man to be born blind. Why? Hallelujah. So the manifestation of God could be shown in this life. Praise God. Hallelujah. So God allowed this man to be born blind. Hallelujah. Praise God. God allows you to be born the way you are. Hallelujah. See, before we can get through to people, we first have to acknowledge they were born that way. Praise God. How can you explain people that were raised in good households by two good parents, two good Christian parents that didn't do nothing wrong, didn't drink, didn't smoke, nothing wrong, their kids didn't cuss, and these kids grow up to be killers? Hallelujah. Didn't nobody do nothing to them. Their parents didn't sin. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Why? So the glory of God could be manifested through them. The same ones that end up being the prison minister. Hallelujah. They get out of jail, come back reformed, and get other people saved. Praise God. Hallelujah. But they had to be born a certain way in order for the change to take place. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's read a little further. Hallelujah. It says, I must work, verse 4. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He says, hey, amen. We got to do the work that God sent us to do, not the work you think you supposed to. We supposed to be healing people, not criticizing people, not condemning people. That's why Jesus told us, remember the adulterous woman? He said, if y'all ain't got no sin, cast the first stone. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And everybody had to drop their stone because they had no right to condemn, even though we take it in our hands and choose to condemn. Glory to God. Well, you going to hell. Glory to God. Hallelujah. As if you have a hell to put somebody in. Jesus didn't even put nobody in hell. Jesus said you are in danger. Hallelujah. You are in danger of the fires of hell. He never said you going to hell. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Why? Because people can change. Praise God. People will prove you wrong. Glory to God. If they can prove you wrong in life, what makes you think they won't prove you wrong in death? Glory to God. Hallelujah. There's a lot of people say that they told people what they can't do or what they ain't going to do and how they ain't capable of doing it, and all they did was prove them wrong. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. So Jesus is saying, God allows this man to be this way, and now I got to do his work. And my work is to heal. Hallelujah. Praise God. How much preaching, watch this, how much preaching about sin did Jesus do? Praise God. Did he let his works, hallelujah, and the preaching of the kingdom, hallelujah, do the work for him. They asked Jesus about sin. Hallelujah. What must I do to reach eternal life? And he answered, you know the commandments. Glory to God. But he didn't have a sermon about it. Glory to God. All these Gentiles that Jesus healed. He said every time he healed them, he told them to go their way. Hallelujah. He didn't give them a speech. He didn't give them a sermon. Hallelujah, how they going to hell because they live alone. Hallelujah. He didn't tell the Samaritan, the centurion. He didn't tell the centurion soldier, well, your house ain't good enough for me to come. Then you need to go clean your house. You need to go get your house in order. You need to quit doing what you're doing and get your life right. He didn't do all that. Praise God, hallelujah. My grandma used to say you can catch more flies with honey than you can with vinegar. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We first of all, we're telling them you wrong about the way you think. First of all, you can't heal nothing that ain't there. Glory to God. You can't heal nothing that ain't there. I can't go to the doctor and tell the doctor I'm sick. Hallelujah, praise God. And the doctor tells me there's nothing wrong with me. Hallelujah. That means there's no need for medication. There's no need for an exam. Glory to God. So when you tell people you weren't born like that, then you're telling me there's nothing wrong with me even though I know it is. And that's what we don't realize about, especially, hallelujah, amen, with the gay and lesbian community in them. Praise God. When we keep telling them you weren't, well, you telling me there's nothing wrong with me. But now you need to be fixed. Wait, how do I need to be fixed? Hallelujah. When you just said there's nothing wrong with it. I didn't say nothing wrong with you. I'm saying you weren't born like that. Hallelujah. But I was born like that. See what I'm saying? Praise God. But until you begin to acknowledge that you understand you were born like this. You wasn't a promiscuous woman. You was born with it. Didn't nobody teach you to be promiscuous? Didn't nobody teach you to be a promiscuous man? It was something already in your nature. Whatever your sin thing may be, hallelujah. Whatever your skeleton in the closet might be, praise God. Whatever temptation that you suppress, hallelujah, through the help of the word of God. Hallelujah. Whatever your issue is, you got to realize that somebody else has that same issue. It's just a different subject. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Some people are alcoholics and ain't nobody ever drink in their family. They never seen nobody drink. But it was something in them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Once Adam ate the apple, it was already in. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. That's why the Bible says with every temptation there comes a way of escape. It's a way to get out of this temptation, but first you got to recognize it is a temptation. Hallelujah. We have to change our approach. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Verse 6. And when he had spoken this, he sat on the ground and made clay of the spittle. And he anointed the eyes of the man with the clay and said unto him, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which by interpretation sent. He went his way therefore and washed and came seeing. Praise God. Hallelujah. So Jesus, hallelujah, healed the man. I'm not going to be one of the preachers that pretend to know what the spittle and spitting on the ground was all about and the mud in your eyes. Praise God. Hallelujah. The bottom line is Jesus, hallelujah, did not condemn this man for his infirmity. He healed it. He gave him instruction. He first recognized he was born this way. Didn't nobody do nothing to you. I'm not going to be one of them people that, well, what happened to you? What did you go through? Don't get me wrong. Some people out there went through some stuff, but we pin one person's situation on everybody. Somebody had to do something to you for you to be, because in our minds, it makes no sense for you to be born thinking the way you thinking. Glory to God. Especially when you being taught the opposite of what you thinking. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we tell them, no, you're not a woman. You a man. Yeah, no doubt on the outside. Glory to God. We always tell people, don't judge us by the outside. Judge me by my heart. That's what God judged me by my heart. Well, you need to judge people by their heart and understand that what you see on the outside ain't necessarily what they're feeling on the inside. Hallelujah. But before you can correct the problem, you got to acknowledge it is one. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And you have to understand that this is not a choice. A lot of people are born away, and we say you made a choice to live the way you are living. Praise God. Hallelujah. You made a choice to do that. Did nobody make you? Praise God. I may have made a choice to participate in an activity, but I didn't make a choice to desire the activity. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's men out there that cheat, it's women out there that cheat, it's homosexuals out there that do the things they do and know and feel it's wrong and don't desire to do it, but do it not because of choice, because of the fact. Praise God. Because of desire. Something that's in you that's desiring something else. Praise God. And you wonder why it's that way. He told Paul that Satan the messenger of Satan put that thorn in you to keep you off. I could take it out. Glory to God, but I got to keep you up. In other words, if there's no tug, there's no balance. Glory to God. Some temptations we have, some struggles we have is just to keep us balanced. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But this man, amen, Jesus healed this man. He told him, go wash in the pool. Hallelujah. And he came back seeing. And this is the result that God would desire to see in the church. See, the problem is we want to kick people out the church and allow certain people to stay in the church. Glory to God. We want to kick homosexuals out and tell them they're going to hell. Hallelujah. Amen. But we leave the adulterers in there, even though they're going to hell right along with the homosexuals. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. We discriminate Hallelujah, amen, against them because of what they do, because it's unnatural to us. Anything you can't understand, amen, praise God, you tend to hate on it, praise God, without fully understanding it, and you can't help it if you don't understand it. Praise God, hallelujah. If Jesus didn't understand the man was blind, he would have known to spit on the ground and put the mud in his eye. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because he understood he was blind, so he knew what to do. He knew what steps to take. Hallelujah. Amen. But when you tell somebody they ain't blind, you just need to open your eyes. Hallelujah. Praise God. Ain't nothing wrong with you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's why he said, I got to do the work of the one who sent me. I can't worry about you over there gossiping. You want to know too much of the tea instead of trying to help the person get out of the situation they're in. Who sinned? Who touched that little boy? Who what their parents did? What did they do? Who did all this? And Jesus said, that ain't even important. What we got to do is the work. And telling people they go into hell ain't the work. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Telling them about Jesus is the work. He says, I'm the light of the world as long as I am in the world. He's in the world now through you. That's why Paul said, greater is he who is in me than he who is in the world. Because Jesus is the light of the world. And now, thanks to the Holy Ghost, he dwells within me. So now I can be that light. Hallelujah. Amen. But I can't be a light, praise God, if I'm condemning people. Condemnation is darkness. Praise God. There's condemnation. There's no return from being condemned. Hallelujah. But we in the church, we keep condemning people and wonder why they keep running away, why they keep rebelling. Praise God. Hallelujah. We need to acknowledge this. Lady Gaga, you right. Praise God. You was born this way. And once we acknowledge, amen, that somebody was born that way, then we can let them know that they don't have to stay that way. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When we jump back to John chapter 3, verse 3. Amen. We know this scripture well. It says, Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you, unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Now understand, if you were born right the first time, you would have no need to be born again. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And the problem is, this is the problem, amen. We look at things as mistakes. Praise God. That person being blind is a mistake. That person, hallelujah, turning out gay was a mistake. That person turning out being a thug, that was a mistake. Hallelujah. And since we believe God don't make mistakes, God couldn't have possibly did this. Hallelujah. Praise God. But see, that's in our finite thinking. Hallelujah. Our brain is so small, we wouldn't be able to begin to understand what God has been doing, what he did. God isn't on purpose, God. If he molded and shaped you in the womb, he made you the way you are. Hallelujah. And some people are made the way they are. Hallelujah. So he can be manifested through them. So you will know that I know for a fact that boy was dead. I know he was. Glory to God. I know she was a stud. I went to school with her. She been like that since we was in kindergarten. Praise God. I know something wrong with him. He's a sociopath. He's some kind of gangster type thug. He been like that since we was in the sandbox. I don't know what's wrong with him. He been chasing women since he was 5. I don't understand. She can't keep her lovers closed. I don't know what it is. They wasn't born this way. Yes, they were. And once you acknowledge they were born that way, then God can manifest through them, and then you can be like, well, we're about to read. Let me go a little bit further. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. The neighbors, verse 8, and we're back to John chapter 9, verse 8. The neighbors, therefore, when they, and they which before had seen him that was blind, said, is this not he who sat and begged? Praise God. Hallelujah. Some said, this is he. Others said, he is like him. But he said, I am he. Hallelujah. Therefore said they unto him, how were thine eyes opened? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let me stop before you get to answering the question. Hallelujah. Well, what I want you to see is this is the same man that was born blind. Hallelujah. And remember, blind applies across the board to anything. Glory to God. They were born this way. So when they see him another way, I know he used to run women. You mean to tell me he married and faithful? Hallelujah. Praise God. She was the madam back in her day. You couldn't tell her nothing. She had all the men on the block. Praise God. But you mean to tell me, hallelujah, amen, she in church now? She just settled down? Glory to God. I know for a fact, hallelujah, amen, those two was gay. Hallelujah, amen. I know they was. Hallelujah. Fuller than a fruitcake. But look, hallelujah, that looked like the person that I remember doing one thing, being one way, born that way. Ever since I've known them, they've been like that. Glory to God. And the reason they like that is so that God could manifest in their life so you could see a change. Hallelujah. So you could see a change, because if everybody's perfect, glory to God, if everybody living right, you feel like something got to be wrong with me. But when you see somebody else was just like you are, hallelujah, and God manifests in their life and they change into a different person than who they used to be. Hallelujah. They become so different, we start seeing they acting funny. They done forgot what we used to do together. Hallelujah. And then some of the stuff, once we get saved, some of the stuff we say, it's like we forgot. Remember when Paul said, I have wronged no man. Yeah, you did. You forgot when you was holding people's coats. Hallelujah, amen, while people were getting stoned to death. Because it's like we are a different person than who we used to be. Glory to God, hallelujah. And that's the debate going on with these people right here. These people are saying, I know that looked like that person that used to be the best. I know that person used to be blind. I know that person used to be gay. I know she used to be out there. I know he used to be a whoremonger. I know this for a fact, and you mean to tell me that's them right there? That look like him. But I don't know if that's him. That's when he spoke up. He said, no, I'm he. Hallelujah. He said, it's me. And they said, who opened your eyes? See, Jesus was more concentrating on opening the man's eyes than criticizing the man's lifestyle. We quick to quit. Just because you blind, you don't have to be out here begging. They got jobs for blind people out there. You ain't got to be out here begging just because you blind and showing off your blindness. You ain't got to be out here like that. That's what we tell people. You ain't got to be out here out like that. You can be doing something else, just because you like this, you ain't got to be doing this. No, you need to be concentrating, praise God, on healing. You need to be concentrating on getting them to Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because once you get them to Jesus and let Jesus do the work. Hallelujah. Because you remember when you was out there, I don't care what you was doing, no matter how bad somebody criticized you for it, it ain't make you stop. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I heard one girl say, well, if I'm going to be a hoe, I'm going to be the best hoe I can be. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Since you want to talk about me. See, we think what we're doing is helping and it's actually that far. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's like you're trying to put water on an oil fire. If you put water on the oil fire, it's just going to spread. Hallelujah. Praise God. And that's what we do with a lot of situations. We spray water on our oil fire. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's read a little bit further. Hallelujah. He said, he answered and said, a man that is called Jesus made clay, anointed mine eyes, and told me, go to the pool of Siloam and wash. And I went and washed, and I received sight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Then said they unto him, where is he? He said, I know not. They brought, praise God, we're going to stop right there. Hallelujah. Where is he? He said, I don't know where he is. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All I know is this man healed me. All I know is I used to be one way, but I'm another way now. Hallelujah. All I know is I used to think this way, but I think this way now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. See, you can't really punish somebody for the way they think if they don't know no other way to think. Hallelujah. A lot of times we punish people and they don't know no better. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. They was born that way. Praise God. They was born in the environment. Hallelujah. They was born in sin, shaping iniquity. Hallelujah. Amen. That's why Jesus said we got to be born again. Hallelujah. We got to make the decision. The only decision that we actually making is the decision to take it to Jesus, the decision to take it to Christ. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Because everybody can attest, when you was out there just indulging in your flesh, hallelujah, no matter how bad people talk about you, that ain't make you stop. No matter how bad people was telling you was going to jail, you were still slinging rocks. Hallelujah. You were still selling dope. You were still rhyming and stealing it. No matter how many times people told you was going to jail, no matter how much people told you was going to hell, you ain't stopped sinning. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we have to understand that if we want to bring people to Jesus, hallelujah, we got to do it the way Jesus did it, and that's with love. Praise God. He didn't give you a lecture when he healed you. Praise God. He just healed you. He was impressed by the faith that I think you can do this. Hallelujah. Praise God. But we don't do that. We want to beat people over the head. Praise God. See, the love is what changes people. Well, it's tough love. That's not tough love. That's hatred. That's bigotry. Hallelujah. You teaching somebody, in essence, you teaching the people that ain't that way to hate people that were that way. Praise God. But God told us not to hate nobody, not even our enemies. So if I wouldn't hate my enemies, why would I hate somebody who says they love the Lord just as much as I do, but I disagree with their lifestyle, so I'm going to hate them instead of trying to bring them to God and show them, hallelujah, amen, what God wants them to see. God will do the work. Hallelujah. God will do the work. Some of us won't baptize people if they say they're homosexual. Some of us won't allow them in our church. Glory to God. But I had an old joke, praise God, amen, where the old school preacher got up and gave one of them old school fire and brimstone, you going to hell type sermons. Hallelujah. And when he got to the homosexuals, amen, a bunch of them got up and walked out the church. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But then at the end of the service, the pastor noticed it was one homosexual brother. It was obvious that he was out there, praise God, but he didn't leave. He stayed and listened to the whole sermon, and the pastor couldn't resist it. He had to go ask him. He said, son, hallelujah, why didn't you leave when the other people left? Glory to God. He said, well, when you start talking about the men cheating on their wives, I didn't see none of them get up and walk out the church. When you start talking about these women out here cheating on their husbands, ain't none of them get up and walk out the church. When you start talking about liars, ain't none of them get up and walk out to church. Glory to God. So I figured, why should I get up and walk out to church? Everybody needs this word. Glory to God. And that's what we fail to realize. Everybody needs the word. Your word ain't going to change it. Because your word ain't in the Bible. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Bible says they shall be put to death. Hallelujah. Amen. We say you are going to hell. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We have to understand, well, nothing we got to understand. The statute and judges in the Bible ain't what we think they is. They were literally put to death. They literally killed. Glory to God. Right then and there, they were put to death. They weren't given an opportunity to repent, to learn nothing. You was caught doing wrong. You got put to death, game over, story over with. Hallelujah. Move on to the next chapter. Hallelujah. Well, Elder, we can't go easy on it because that's an abomination. If we read the book of Leviticus 18, when we get to the end of the book, it says everything in this book is an abomination. Not just one thing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we have to approach everything the same way. We can't look at the promiscuous woman and the promiscuous man different, hallelujah, than the lesbian woman and the homosexual man. Hallelujah. Praise God. If these two got a spirit that we can pray out, then these two got a spirit we can pray out. Glory to God. Because if the Bible is true, and it is, and we battle not against flesh and blood. Hallelujah. Praise God. Then why do we keep battling with flesh and blood? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And if you ask the majority of people doing wrong, no matter what the situation is, they acknowledge that they're doing wrong. They realize that they're doing wrong. Glory to God. But you got these people on this other side encouraging them to do wrong. It's a code. The code to do wrong and be unrighteous, it's a new code. The code is live your life. Child, live your life. When they tell you to live your life, they tell you to do whatever you want to do, whenever you want to do it, however you want to do it. Forget what God say. Forget what your mama say. Forget what your daddy say. Forget what everybody say. Glory to God. Just do you. Hallelujah. Amen. That's cold. Praise God for living unrighteous. And you got people over here encouraging you to follow your flesh, and then you are telling them ain't nothing wrong with it. Glory to God. You just need to make better decisions. You need to repent and change your mind. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. We can't keep saying we believe in these in the devil. Hallelujah. And are completely ignorant of his devices. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Spirits, amen, are everywhere, praise God. But if we keep denying that there are spirits, we keep putting it back onto the flesh. And if we're not battling flesh, hallelujah, amen, praise God, we need to change the narrative of the situation. We need to change our approach as Christians, how we come at, quote-unquote, sinners, quote-unquote, the world. Because to be honest, hallelujah, I don't care. You might say, well, it's more natural for me to cheat with a member of the opposite sex. I may be in adultery, help. That's true. I'm in adultery. But it's natural. Glory to God. Whether it's natural sin, glory to God, or unnatural sin, either way, hallelujah, amen, praise God, it's still an abomination. It's still, you, just like you telling somebody else they're going to hell, you going right with them. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You're going right with them. So we need to understand. We need to change our mind. We the ones need to repent. Praise God. Because you can't say you wasn't born that way and then say, well, you was born in sin, shaped in iniquity. So I was born this way then. Praise God. We got people out there confused because we keep telling them one thing. We're telling them two different things at the same time. And we don't even realize that's what we do. Hallelujah. But if they wasn't born that way, Jesus wouldn't tell you, you got to be born again. Hallelujah. You got to go through a rebirth. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So as we get ready to close this message up, glory to God. Hallelujah. You may have been born this way, hallelujah, but you ain't got to stay this way. Hallelujah. Amen. God can come in and change anybody. He made this blind man see. Hallelujah. He's made people who didn't have arms stretch out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. People with issues of blood, amen, dried up just like that. Glory to God. Demons, hallelujah, expelled just like that because of their faith was there. The faith was there. See, we need to have faith not in the person but in God, that God, hallelujah, can heal the person. Because you can tell from the text, we already got these preconceived notions about the person themselves. We think they done sinned. We think their mama done sinned. They uncle sinned. Their cousin must have did something to them when they was babies or something. We got all these preconceived notions about the people. And we don't, there's a lot of people we be praying that they change. But you don't really believe they can. Hallelujah. Because you don't believe that that's a spirit. You believe that's them. Hallelujah. Praise God. And until you believe, until you acknowledge the fact that, yeah, they were born that way. Yeah, there are influences of evil spirits in the world. Yeah, they are affected by their environment. Until you can understand those things, you cannot expect that person to be born again. You cannot expect that person to get an understanding. Hallelujah. Amen. We are running them in loops, making them think they're crazy. Hallelujah, because we're telling them something that ain't true. We're telling them they lying. You lying, baby. You wasn't born like that. Praise God. Really, we the ones lying. If the Bible tells us straight up, if we were, well, the devil must have been, the devil do not create. Hallelujah. The devil must have did it. How? What power do we have to create life? To create gay people. The devil got that kind of power to create. Come on now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because we're giving too much credit to him. Hallelujah. He's powerless. I know he's powerless because when Jesus rose from the grave, he said he has the power of heaven and earth in his hands. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So as we get ready to close, glory to God, hallelujah, we got to first acknowledge this is not something that happened during the course of life. Hallelujah. This is something that happened at birth. And why did it happen? Hallelujah. So God can manifest it. So you can see a change. Hallelujah. If I was born good, then what? There's nothing to look back and say, well, what he used to be. Well, I can see God moving in his life. You can't see nothing moving if it was already there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So Jesus came across this man and knew why he was there. Born blind since birth. So you can see. We got witnesses. Hallelujah. God allowed witnesses. Hallelujah. So somebody else can verify your testimony. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Wives verifying husbands' testimony. Hallelujah. Husbands verifying wives' testimonies. When we first got together, they were like this. But now they like this. This ain't even the same person. Glory to God. For the better. Hallelujah. Because of God. Because I had faith in God, not in them. Hallelujah. We need to place our faith in God and not the people. God can change anybody. I can't change myself. Glory to God. I can act. I can put up a front. That's what we do. We don't change. We put up a front. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. But God is able to change you from the inside out to where it ain't a front. It's a natural thing. This is who you are. Hallelujah. And who you are ain't who you used to be. And one last thing, those friends, the people that are already been healed, from whatever situation you get. The friends that you left behind need to be left behind.
Wait a minute.
Glory to God. The friends you left behind need to be left behind. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because everybody can't go. Amen.
Thank
where you going?
You finished now?
Hallelujah. Everybody can't go where you going. Everybody can't do what you're doing. Glory to God. Because you've been changed. You can't keep. When you go back to try to heal other blind people and they don't want to be healed, you need to keep the roof. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You can't come off the corner and then still hang with the people from the corner. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You're not trying to help the people from the corner. You're not teaching the people from the corner. Hallelujah. Amen. Because why? You're going to end up doing the same thing they're doing. Hallelujah. Amen. They're going to end up talking you into it. Glory to God. Why? Because birds of a feather flock together because that thing is still in you. Watch this. Hallelujah. Paul said this. He said, when I was a child, I spake as a child, I followed a child, I behaved as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. That word put away, we almost take that to be that he forgot about it. It was no longer a part of him. Like, that's not me no more. That's not me no more. I don't do that. Blah, blah, blah. But the word put away is a term used for divorce back there in the biblical days. That word put away literally meant to put away. In other words, when you divorced a wife, you put her away, but she still lives in your house. She's just in another room. So when he say I put away childish things, it's not that these childish things are no longer in me. It's just I put them in a place that's locked away. I put it in a place where I can maintain them. Hallelujah. Amen. I locked them away. They still there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And everybody that's you know it's still there because on the wrong day, if you get out the wrong mindset, you'll go back and go right back off on people like you used to. You'll cuss people out like you used to. You'll get in your feelings like you used to. Hallelujah. How can I get back into this mode? Because it's still in you. Glory to God. It's still there. Hallelujah. A man that used to be a homemonger ain't stopped being attracted to women. Hallelujah. A woman that used to be fans ain't stopped being attracted to me. Hallelujah. They ain't just suddenly, hey, I'm just no longer attracted. I just see my husband. That's it. Everybody else is ugly to me. I don't, he's the finest thing and everybody else knows. Hallelujah. Amen. You still got eyes. You still see. They're still there, but you have to maintain. Hallelujah. That's why he said, with every temptation comes a way of escape. Hallelujah. He will not allow you to be tempted above in which you are able. Hallelujah. You think because you tempted it that it's a problem. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But the temptation going to be there, but he's saying you able to handle it. Glory to God. And that's another piece of information you need to pass on. Besides recognizing you was born that way, hallelujah, amen. Stop telling you you're lying and all this other stuff and acknowledge you was born that way. Then we got to tell you, hallelujah, amen. With every temptation, there's a way of escape. It's tailor-made to fit you. You are tailor-made to resist the temptation that you fear the most. Glory to God, hallelujeah. But if we don't know this, my people perish for the lack of knowledge. Hallelujah. Praise God. So if we don't know these things, if we don't, hallelujah, do the whole thing, do the whole listening, we don't come out of love. Praise God. Hallelujah. Love is what gets people. Ask any marriage. You can have the same problems going on in two different marriages, but if one person is over here getting beat, that might be the deal breaker right there. I can't deal with no hate. You beating on me, that's not love. Hallelujah. We got the same problems over here. The bills are due. And The kids run around crazy. The grass needs to be cut. But once you raise your hand and hit me, wait a minute now, that ain't no love set. Hallelujah, praise God. You expect people to come in, hallelujah, when you killing everybody. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Who want to be a part of a group that kills their own people? We were talking about this on the side of the earth a couple weeks ago. We supposed to be coming together as Christians, but we killing each other. Don't nobody want to be no Christians and we killing each other. If they killing each other, what they going to do to us? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's why he said we got to love those who spitefully use us. We got to turn the other cheek. Everything he was talking about had to do something with love. Hallelujah. It's one thing to whip a child, but it's another thing to whip a child and explain to them why I whipped you. Glory to God. I whipped you because I love you. Hallelujah. Praise God. I whipped you so you would be corrected. I whipped you so you would be better than I am. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's another thing just to beat a child because you're mad. Because you disagree with their choice. Hallelujah. It ain't even about that, them being bad. You just disagree, so you beat them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. That's what we're doing with people. And then want them to come to church. We actually want them to come to church after we tell them they're going to hell. Why I want to come to church and hear how I'm going to hell for? Just like me going, I might as well not go to court. Glory to God. When I go to court, they're going to lock me up. When I'm going to go to court for? Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm running. You got to catch me. Glory to God. That's how they feel. They feel like they're running. Because you told them they going to hell. So they think when they go to church, they're going to burst into a ball of flames. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When God is actually looking for an opportunity for them to come in so he can change them. He wants you to see them when they come in the door, the way they came in the door. They want you to see how she dressed, how he dressed, how he acted, how she acted. She got a cornrows with her pants sagging like she a 15-year-old gangster boy or something. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He got his pants tighter than hers, switching and moving his neck back and forth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He came in eyeing every woman in the church. Got him a list. I'm going to get her first, and I'm going to get her. She came in looking at the pastor. I'm going to get him. Mm-hmm. Praise God. God wanted you to see that so you could see the change in these people. Hallelujah. He didn't want you to send them to hell. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I keep saying y'all going to be surprised when we get to heaven and see you up there. Y'all going to be wondering, like, Jesus, you know they up here. Glory to God. I think you made a mistake. Let me see the list. Yeah, I think you need some rest, Jesus. I don't know how they made it. Hallelujah. So the glory of God could be manifested in them. That's how they made it. Glory to God. He said, many going to come from the east and the west and sit at the table with Abraham. Hallelujah. He said, I'm going after the tax collectors and the prostitutes. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. So we need to be careful. I'm finna close it for real. We need to be careful, hallelujah, about putting people in hell, about our folks, glory to God, hallelujah, because they might mess around and make it in before you make it in. If we make it in, glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank God for your word on today. We thank God, Lord, that I may have been born this way, but I ain't got to stay this way. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your healing and your changing power on today, Lord. Hallelujah. If anybody out there has heard the word, hallelujah, amen, and you want to make Jesus your Lord and Savior, just say, Jesus, I make you my Lord and Savior. Come into my life, wash me, and make me whole. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Praise God on today. We thank God for everybody that called in and tuned in on today. Hallelujah. And remember, hallelujah, you may have been born that way, but you ain't got to stay, hallelujah, that way. We're going to open up the line at this time if anybody has any testimonies, prayer requests, hallelujah. The phone line is open at this time. Praise God, will there be one? Archie.
Amen. This is Sister Alexandra from the Salt of the Earth. I enjoyed the sermon today. Amen. That was a blessing. That message was for somebody, whether they're here or not. That message was for somebody. Amen. So that's right. We got to let God do God's job. We can't do God's job. Amen. We can't do his job. Amen. So God is the only one with the keys to the kingdom. He has the keys to heaven and hell. No man can put you in heaven and hell, or heaven or in hell. But they talk like they can put you in heaven and hell. We only supposed to deliver the message. We are only supposed to deliver the message. We're supposed to inspire them. We're supposed to open up our hearts to them. Hey, I have two nieces and a brother, and they my family, and I love them. Their preference is their business. And, yes, they see me, and they know that, you know, that I am, you know, in church. I'm a follower of Jesus Christ and everything. But I don't want to make them feel bad about any choices that they made. I'm just there so if they have any questions, they can always come talk to me. I'm there to encourage them, encourage and inspire them. Take a look. If you when you're ready to God, because God loves us all. God loves us all. But we all are a work in progress. We are all a work in progress. So there's no man on earth better than the other. I keep saying that we all on the same, we all on the same playing field. We all on the same level. I don't care how much money you got. I don't care if you got, so some people say you got more money than God. Ain't nobody got more money than God. That's just a stupid saying. But you hear people say, he's so rich, you got more money than God. Or they got more. Hey, we all on the same playing field. Whether you want to believe it or not, we are. Some just have more than others. But when it comes to like what you said, we're just supposed to inspire them. We can talk with them. And, you know, and the final decision is theirs because God give us free will. He give us free will to choose which way we want to go. And like you say, we don't have to stay in something that we don't want to be in or we want to try something. They might decide they want to just try something different just to see. Because if you've been on one side, you might want to try the other side. Who knows? But that choice is still up to them. We have no heaven or hell to put anyone in. We don't hold the keys to heaven or hell. I don't care how good you speak. I don't care how long you've been speaking. I don't care how long you've been over congregation. We can't do God's job. That's God's job. Amen? God is God. So we can't do his job for him. He has to do that. We are only ambassadors and sisters and brothers who are supposed to encourage and be there for one another, love one another, and show them the way. Show them the scriptures. Show them the word. That's what we're here for, to encourage one another, not to beat down one another, not to pick fun of one another. You know what I'm saying? Regardless of whatever it is that their handicap may be in a way. We don't take advantage and talk about people or say anything because that's not what we should be about. But this world that we're in, we have people that do some of everything and anything. But amen, but your sermon today was right on point. Mm-hmm. We cannot put anyone in heaven or hell because we don't have the key. So I don't care what background you come from. Christian, Muslim, whatever, you still don't have the keys. Our source of power comes from the Almighty. He is the source of power, and we are the batteries that connect with him to get any energy and power that we need. Everything comes from him. We have no power. All power is from him. No exception to the rule. I don't care what your title is. There's no exception to the rule. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We thank God for Sister Alexandria on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Like she said, we ain't got a heaven or a hell to put you in. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, I don't even want to speculate who's going to go and who ain't going to go. Because the truth is, none of us really know. We think we know, but we can only live our life. We don't know. Hallelujah. We might get up there and everything we think was right, we were wrong about. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We don't know what it is. Praise God. All we know is for what we told. Hallelujah. And Paul even said, don't say nobody going down to the deep, because that would be to crucify Jesus again. Hallelujah. Praise mm-hmm. God. So we need to practice not putting people in hell, praise God, amen, and just bringing them to Jesus. Once they get to Jesus, hallelujah, amen, then whatever they do after they meet Jesus, between them and Jesus, hallelujah. We gotta realize this too. A lot of these people don't know Jesus. They really don't know Jesus. They I don't care if they was raised in church. They don't know Jesus, hallelujah, amen. They know church, hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So we Amen. Thank God for that comment. Any more comments today? Praise God. Hallelujah. The line is open. Hallelujah.
Amen. Because we all fall short. We all fall short of the glory of God. We all. No exception. We all. That's why every day we strive to be better. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'd just like to say one man watered. One man sow it, one man water it. God gives the increase. When you sow your seed, the seed goes in, the seed got to first get in the heart before it can come up. And no matter who it is, it takes time for the seed to come up, but you first got to get the seed in the ground before anything come up. So you first got to get the word in people before anything can come out of people. And that's the way it works, you know. And then even when the seed get in the ground, you got to give it time to come up. We can't think to plant. You can't plant a seed today and get a harvest tomorrow. That's not the way it works. So let us go out and be seed planters. And then somebody to come along and water that seed later on. And then God will give the increase. God, none of us is here today is because you got it all at one time. You know, somebody might have said, well, you know, what my mama said. Well, a lot of things my mama said wasn't right, but she did put enough in me that I know when I got in trouble, I could turn to Jesus.
Amen.
That's where it got started at. It took a while for me to, it took a while for me to learn the rest of it. But then it all started from the seed that my mama planted. And even though a lot of things she said may not have been correct, but it was enough. The word was, she put some word in me so that when things got bad, I could turn to God and find God myself. But at least she put something in me. And that's the thing we got to realize. That seed was planted. And the reason you're here today, whoever told you something when you was growing up, whether they was correct on all the doctrine, whether they was correct on everything they said, they still gave you enough that when you got in trouble, he was able to turn to Jesus. And so we have to do everybody else like that. Yeah, I heard him talk about homosexuality and all. You know, I told you, I baptized some transgenders. I don't just baptize homosexuals. I don't baptize some transgenders. But the one who was supposed to be the man, I don't know what to say, she's back being a she instead of a he. So I thank God for that. You know, I didn't look down on them. They still was part of my, well, really, they became very close to us like that. And I never looked down on them. And so now the woman that used to try to be a man, she back to being a woman and got married again. And she going about her business and she's still in church. So, you know, I don't look down on nobody.
That's right.
And so that's why I like that. I like that, you know, you're saying, you can't beat them down. Most of the time, they're looking for love.
Mm-hmm.
And if you be the one to show it to them while they're in that condition, then they can find you. And I got one around here now. I know she's a want to be a man in a way I put it like that. But every time she sees me, I can guarantee she's gonna come and hug me or do something. And she said, well, one thing I can say about you, you know how I am, but you never have treated me any different than you treated everybody else. And so she appreciates that. And so that's the way we got to do things. That's the way I do things. I won't say everybody. That's the way I do things. I won't look down on nobody because I haven't made it myself yet.
Amen.
And I'm still struggling. Amen. I'm still struggling. I'm still trying to get it right.
That's
I'm still
right.
trying to find myself. Amen. And
Amen.
So praise God for that message, brother. God bless you.
Amen. We thank God for Pastor Page on today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Do we have anyone? And I always like that story, Pastor Page, about the when you baptize the transgenders and now they back to being a gender. Praise God. Hallelujah. So the word works. The word works. Hallelujah. Because he could have been one of those preachers to say, I ain't baptizing you. I ain't baptizing you and you how you is. I'm not that. No, it's because you know those preachers out there won't even listen to the church. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But you can't be healed unless you let them in the hospital. You don't leave somebody that's sat outside the hospital bleeding, even if they don't have insurance. You gotta heal them. Glory to God. Amen. Mm-hmm. So we thank God for Pastor Page. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God. Anyone else on tonight? Anyone else? Amen. We thank God for everybody that called in and tuned in on tonight. We want to remind everybody that tomorrow, amen, at 3 o'clock Pacific time, 5 o'clock Central time, and 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. The Salt of the Earth will be on with Sister Alexandra and her daughter, Sister Kendra Cole. Amen. They will be on with the Salt of the Earth. And then Sunday morning, amen, at 9 o'clock Pacific time, which is 11 o'clock Central time and 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, Living with Purpose with Bishop Mack and Lady Rebecca Page will be on. So we invite y'all to call in and tune in for that. That's a different access code. The Salt of the Earth and Living in Purpose is a different access code. That's 786-7473. 786-7473. Same dial-in number, different access code. And also, if you tuned in on Blog Talk, you can just tune in to the block to this channel at those times, amen, and listen to the live broadcast. That we invite you, amen, to call that number, be a part of the service, call in, amen, with your testimonies and prayer requests. If you call in with a prayer request, we guarantee you're going to call back with a testimony. Praise God, because God answers prayers. He is still answering prayers. Hallelujah. The world might have you thinking he ain't answering prayers right now. Hallelujah. Amen. But a lot of people don't seem like it, hallelujah. But a lot of people in this time, in these age, hallelujah, with everything that's going on, God is answering their prayers, hallelujah. Amen. In the midst of the storm, hallelujah. People are getting blessed in the midst of the storm, praise God, hallelujah. And then once again, we'll be back on Wednesday night, amen. We're Living on Purpose with the Bible study with Bishop Mack and Rebecca Page, hallelujah, and then I'll be back on next Thursday at 5:30 again, hallelujah, that's 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time, where we got that word, hallelujah. We got some more shows coming soon, me and my wife got a show coming, amen, praise God, so y'all just be on the lookout for the word, hallelujah, we got the word coming out there, amen. And like I said, we'll see y'all tomorrow. Let me go ahead and pray us out for the day. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for your word. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that even though I was born the way I was born, hallelujah, that you have the power to change me. Hallelujah. So that your glory could be manifested in my life. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we magnify you. Lord, we simply ask, Lord, that as we leave this place, hallelujah, leave this mind, but never from your presence. Hallelujah, that your Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every last one of us till we all come back together again. Hallelujah. I thank God for each and every one of y'all that called in. Amen. We appreciate y'all.
Amen.
And we will be on tomorrow night, like I said, with the salt of the earth, 786-7473. Hallelujah. 3 o'clock Pacific, 5 o'clock Central, 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So we'll see y'all tomorrow. Y'all have a blessed night. Go with God. And don't forget to say your prayers and see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Y'all have a blessed night. Go with God, and we'll see y'all next time on We Got That Word.
This album is dedicated to everybody that's been good. I hope you've enjoyed this record. I hope it's ministered to your heart and soul. Please continue to keep us in your prayers. And we'll be praying for your family too. I just got one more thing I want to leave with you. If you're going through something, family.
When I cannot feel several things, when I cannot feel melody, there's a secret lane that's full of rain.
Yes,
there's a blessing in the song.
Yes. Y'all wouldn't pray if you didn't go through something. And when you go through something, that's where you'll meet Jesus. Can I get a witness of this? And listen, if you're really sick in your body and feel like giving up, listen.
When the sickness won't leave my body,
yes,
and the pain just won't leave my soul,
this is all you gotta do.
I get on my knees and say, Jesus, please.
Call them.
There's a blessing in the song.
I need a witness in
here. There's a blessing in the song.
Some of y'all have been into some bad relationships, and some of you had your heart broken and you've been lied to. I want to let you know that there is a lover named Jesus, and he will supply your every need, family.
When I cannot see the love again.
Yes, sir.
And the raindrops cold.
But if you just hold on,
if you just hold on,
these clouds,
those clouds will soon be gone.
Yes, sir.
There's a blessing in the storm.
Come on, somebody.
Help me sing it.
Listen, this is what I want to tell you. Listen. Go ahead and let them talk about you. Because remember...